Sex ed is also an issue in India. In fact, many sex-related topics are considered taboo in the classroom there, and that includes one of the basic experiences every woman in the world goes through, her period. Can't talk about it in the Indian classroom. But one girls' school in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh is trying to change that. Reporter Sonia Paul has our story.
About 30 girls sit in a circle on a concrete floor of a bare classroom. They're waiting to play a game. The music is playing from a laptop perched on a chair in front of the classroom. And in front of the girls is a plastic, square-shaped bag of sanitary napkins. The game is hot potato, and the pads are the potato. It's part of a workshop sponsored by an Indian NGO called Milan, which works with the government to help make schools a safe space for adolescent girls. We're at a school called Kasturba Gandhi Balika Vidyalaya, a residential school for girls in a rural district of Uttar Pradesh called Balrampur. When the music stops, the girl with a bag of pads in her hands is supposed to say anything she can think of that might be related to menstruation. But she won't speak. As the game continues, it's clear the girls have never before been encouraged to talk about their periods. The music starts and stops, but no one dares to speak. Finally, the fourth time the music stops, the hot potato ends up slipping last from the hands of 13-year-old Jyoti Tripathi. She stands up, dusts the back of her red and white polka-dotted salwar kameez, and mutters two letters.
MC
is the term the girls, and many Indians, use for menstrual cycle. I talked with Jyoti before the game started. She said that the MC was a complete mystery until about a year ago. That's when she got her period for the first time. No one in her family, not even one of her five sisters, had told her about it. When I came here for the first time, I went to the bathroom and blood started coming out, and I thought, what is this? So then I went to my friends and told them what had happened, and they said it was the MC and to go get a pad. Jyoti got the supplies she needed. But when she talked to her teacher about the MC, she got some confusing advice. It's bad blood. And if you eat anything sour like pickles, then it will create more difficulties. So when the MC comes, don't have sour things. That's what Mam said. That might sound strange, but it's the kind of thing that Milan field workers encounter all the time.
Yeah, hi, my name is Dhirend. I'm the co-founder and CEO with Milan.
I met Dhirendra Singh at Milan's office in Lucknow, the capital of Uttar Pradesh. He says there are logical reasons for the pickle taboo. For instance, because people believe spicy foods should be avoided during that time of the month.
So if you look at the rural communities, the only massively spicy thing they had was the pickle. So then they said, avoid pickle at those days. So how do you make sure the kids avoid pickle? The thing was, don't touch the pickle will go bad.
Part of what Milan workers do to challenge this myth is to encourage young girls and women to be open to discussing menstruation and all these taboos.
It's all about education, right? You want to change the system by giving our children and the girls the ability to question what prevails them and to find answers to those questions.
The Milan workers are trying their best to take care of those questions. The girls at the Kasturba Gandhi School gather in front of a chair where a laptop sits. The instructors show a film called Peli Ki Saheli. In English, that means friend of the riddle. UNICEF made the film. It's in Hindi and it follows the story of a young girl who's just gotten her period. When she sees blood stains in her underwear, she asks her friends if she's going to die. Her friends say what's happening is normal, and they start speaking in riddles. Watching the girls here watch the film is like a scene from a movie itself. Some sit with mouths hanging open, others smile shyly. A couple of teachers watch the film as well. Everyone pays attention. The film's a hit with Jyoti. I didn't know that the blood comes from the uterus, and I wasn't aware that when the egg settles in the uterus and doesn't get released, that only then does a woman get pregnant, she says. I didn't know this. It's great to understand her body, she says, yet it's not really enough. She's trying not to make it a big deal, but already she's looking around and seeing what else is lacking at her school. It's just that the bathrooms have been a problem, she says. The Kasturba Gandhi School has two toilets meant to serve 100 girls and their teachers. Neither of them are in great condition. The state government has its own programs on menstruation. It distributes sanitary napkins and is planning to build incinerators in schools to help dispose of pads. But that should just be the beginning, says Jarendra Singh of Mulan.
We have to bring a women's right lens when we look into menstruation, because in majority of the scenarios when we work with adults and girls, this is the first time that they actually had to negotiate something for themselves.
And if that can happen, maybe the start of the dreaded MC won't be so bad after all. For The World, I'm Sonia Paul in Uttar Pradesh, India.
And don't miss tomorrow on Teach Her. It's sports day. We'll check in on the biggest event in female sports right now, the Women's World Cup. Plus a story about an unlikely sport in an unlikely place.
This is an opportunity to write in the history books and teach the first Iranian women to surf. Today, surfing in Iran is born, and it's a story shaped by women.
Surfing in Iran and soccer as the road to female empowerment. That's tomorrow on Teach Her, and we want you to be a part of it. How are you making sports a part of your life? We want to know. Send us a picture of yourself on the move. Tweet it to us using the hashtag #TeachHer. This is The World.